Now we come to the third center of intelligence, your third brain. This is the gut, the will, the instinct, your commitments. And another way to think about it is this is your where you're going to set your compass. And so what I'm asking you to do here is, what's your North Star? What are you aiming at? What's the point of this conversation? There are really three questions. And first one is, what do you want from this conversation? What better outcome are you after? It's really interesting. Sometimes people forget to state, this is what I want this conversation to achieve, either to themselves or to admit it in the conversation itself. Because there's a reason you want a hard conversation, because there's something better on the other side. So what is that? Now, what's a deeper thing that you might want? And here's what I'm asking for. You know, sometimes the thing you think you want on the surface is pretty obvious, but there's actually something deeper that I'm going to ask you to kind of sink into and see if you can find. Is there a deeper thing that you're after? Because sometimes that's what you want to actually lead with instead of the surface one. And then this is pretty advanced, and not all of you will be able to do this. I can't always do it. Sometimes you need a coach to help you, but it is well worth asking this question, which is there anything you want, anything else you want that could be at odds with your stated desire? So this is what's called a competing commitment, a competing want. So let me actually walk through. I'm going to answer these three questions using the example of Tom and I. So the surface want for me was, I wanted Tom to apologize for throwing me under the bus and to stop doing it. So that was kind of the most obvious surface want. But if I sat with it a little bit longer and I really asked the question, what's the deeper want that I have here? Is there something underneath just him apologizing and then behaving better? Well, in my case, the deeper one is I wanted Tom to assume the best about me and to trust my motives. You see, that speaks to that tripwire that I have around misunderstanding, that he was assuming the worst about me and that I felt misunderstood. I wanted to trust my motives. So my tripwire was an indicator of that deeper want that I had. I want him to assume the best and to trust my motives. And then the competing want, this is where it can get a little tricky, right? So was there any desire or want that I had that might be at odds with these stated wants that I have now that are surface that I can clearly see or even deeper that I can see? Well, in my case, I wanted to confront Tom, which is, what I wanted, stated want, but it could sour our relationship, making work difficult. So in a lot of ways, the thing that I wanted was being threatened potentially by having the confrontation and the hard conversation. And so this awareness of your competing commitments, the thing that holds you back from the conversation or the thing that might direct the conversation in the wrong way, is the unstated competing commitment you might have. So that's kind of what we mean here. Now, when I show you this, when we're surfacing all this, it's not necessary that you're going to admit all of this and share all of it. You just want to know it so you can decide what you're going to share. We'll get to that later. Let me give you another example. So let's say you're a boss and someone you're working with, this woman, she keeps interrupting you, or he keeps interrupting you. I think in this case, it's a guy. Yeah. So the surface one is I want him to stop interrupting me in meetings. And so every time I talk, he steps in and says something and I want him to stop interrupting me. I want him to let me finish my sentences. Well, the deeper one might be, I really want him to show me more respect. So what's the competing want? Well, there may be lots of different ones, so I just picked one out of the air, but here it is. I want him to be motivated, but if I confront him, he may feel demoralized. So the competing want is to be motivated. And so here he is, he's interrupting me. I want him to stop that. I want him to show me respect. But if I confront him, he might feel demoralized. He might feel, put down. He might not be motivated to do the great work he's doing. I just want him to stop doing this. And so now I'm stuck with a competing commitment. I'll give you one more. This one is, let's say, you've got someone who she's your boss and she's criticizing you. So I want her to stop criticizing me in front of others. We're in a meeting. She says, that didn't go well. You didn't do that right. Let's say it's something like that. Well, that's the surface want. Please stop criticizing me in front of others. So the deeper want is I actually want to be seen as good at what I do. I want to be treated with dignity. So you can see how there's kind of a surface want, which is just this little punched in behavior I want it to end. But the deeper one is that emotional experience, that longing, that desire. Usually the deeper want is connected to your tripwire. Not always, but very often. If you're looking for clues about the deeper want, what's your tripwire? What got tripped there? So the surface want is very often just the behavior you want changed. And then the competing want in this case might be, let's say, for example, something like this. I actually want to improve my performance, but I don't like hearing negative feedback. So that's a real competing commitment, right? Because in order to improve, you're going to have to hear where something didn't go right. And if you don't like hearing that, if that's hard for you to hear, or maybe it's a certain context, that's going to be at odds. And so you're beginning to see, you can see how this is a little more advanced, right? But you're beginning to see how all of this fits together. So there's a nice little PDF download or a Word document I've included. You can go there and you can download it and start answering these questions for yourself. What is that surface want? What's that better thing you want? What's the deeper want? What's the higher, more robust future you have in mind? And it doesn't just have to be about you. It could be, I want a better working relationship with you, or I want us to achieve these great things. And then, is there any competing want, a want that is at odds with your stated want, a want that prevents you from having the conversation the way you need to? Okay, go to work.